Hello, everyone. My name is Allison, and you're listening to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from Vancouver on the unceded territory of the Hukanin-Mum speaking people, Musqueam people. In the studio today, I am joined by my accessibility teammates, Lydia, Nicole B., and the Lydia, Nicole B., DP, Clovis, and on mic is Alex, who is the podcast coordinator, and she is handling the switchboard for today's show. And so our newest member is Clovis. Welcome, Clovis. It is so nice to have you here with us. Today's show will be a great one because we will share our reviews on the PUSH Festival performances that the Accessibility Collective members had the opportunity to go see, as well as some great music by musicians with disabilities. To get started, Lydia, would you like to introduce our first song, please?
Oh, yes. All right. Hello, everybody. So today we're going to be serving up some instrumental music from one Sarah Fisher. She is 25. She is from the UK. And she has been diagnosed with cerebral palsy and a hyperkinetic movement disorder. So what we're going to be playing for you is called The Gruffalo, a title I love. And recently she developed her own show called Twitch, which was about music disability and humor. So if anyone is in the UK and looking for a show to go to, do that. Again, you can follow her on Twitter. And the song we are listening to is The Gruffalo by Sarah Fisher.
For more information about the free rap groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, Spotlight on Mental Health.
Welcome back to All Access Pass. The song you just heard was called The Gruffalo from Sarah Fisher. So recently, our Accessibility Collective members had the chance to go see this year's PUSH Festival performances and an event. For those of you who are unaware, this event showcases various types of performances across Vancouver and ran from January 17th to February 3rd. In the last few episodes of All Access Pass, we have aired our interviews with the Accessibility Push Coordinator, Annika Verwecken, as well as performers Tony Diamante, Liz McDougall, Dan Watson, and Christine Horn, which actually aired on CITR's Arts Report, as well as violinist Monica Germano. Gimono. On this episode, you will hear from the members if the venues were accessible, what their thoughts were on the performances they saw, and so much more. Nicole, would you like to start first?
Sure. I saw a relaxed performance of Kinelic, which is adapted to remove barriers for people on the autism spectrum and people with sensory and communication disorders or learning disabilities. A lot of work went into the relaxed performance, and I want to acknowledge all the effort various people put into it. Here is what I liked about the performance. The lighting was perfect for me. No flashing lights, not too dark, and not too intense. The sound level was great, not too loud. The most helpful part of the visual story for me was the list of things I might find intense. I would like to share one example with you from the visual story itself. Quote, La Kaluk will come very close to people. If you need space or are worried about touching, you can always raise your hand to tell her not to come closer, end quote. Most importantly, Evelyn, who was one of the performers, used very little figurative language, that is, humor, metaphors, and idioms, and was very easy for me to understand. As a person on the autism spectrum, I have amplified difficulty comprehending figurative language, that is, metaphors, idioms, sarcasm, and other figures of speech. Here is what I did not like about the performance. La Kaluk, the other main performer, used lots of humor that made it difficult for me to understand what she actually meant. Because there were so many instances of sarcasm, I forgot most of them. The only example I can remember is, quote, I like to think. Oh, I don't like to think, end quote. Well, which one is it? That's very confusing for me. Also, I was not able to stay for the entire performance. I left about halfway through. And here is why I left. At a certain point in the show, the audience laughter got to be way too loud, such that I could not hear anything the performers were saying. There was absolutely nothing in the visual story that prepared me for the audience laughter. Not only was the audience laughter very loud, it was constant for a long period of time, over 10 minutes, and then I could not take it anymore. So I left and went to the chill-out zone. To make things worse, the audience laughter was amplified even more in the chill-out zone in the lobby, where one supposedly can relax if the show is too intense. But that definitely was not the case.
Okay, thank you for your review, Nicole. Now we're going to go to another song break. Deepy, would you like to introduce our second song, please?
Of course. Hi, everyone. A Canadian singer-songwriter, Justin Hines, launched his music career at age 14 after winning a radio contest that resulted in singing the national anthem at a Toronto Raptors basketball game. Born in Newmarket, Ontario, with a rare genetic joint condition called Larson's syndrome, which he uses a wheelchair to get around places. Hines continued to stay in the spotlight, performing on children's television programs and eventually releasing a debut album called Sides. So here is Justin Hines with the song 40 Shades of Blue. Enjoy.
I often wonder where the silence goes. It's making way for life, I suppose. I could just play a song or two. Instead, I play the fool in 40 shades of blue. I always thought a whisper said much more. Keeps me wondering what the screaming's for. We say the things we can undo with words we only use in 40 shades. In a trail of lonely, not to be admired. But I've got a few things left that's true. The loveliness of you and 40 shades.
The bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Are you a friend of ours who loves to get discounts? Come down to CITR, more deals than you can count. We've partnered with some local businesses. So come down to us to get your card before it's too late.
As a member of CITR Discorder, you get amazing deals with some of Vancouver's finest local businesses, such as Devil Mayware, Audiopile, the Stormcrow Tavern and Ale House, The Biltmore, Book Warehouse, and Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium. For more information, visit citr.ca/friends.
Welcome back to All Access Pass. The song you heard before the break was from Justin Hines called 40 Shades of Blue. Now, Lydia and I will talk about the performance we saw last week called This Is the Point.
Hi, so it was performed by Tony Diamante, Liz McDougall, and Dan Watson. And the tech on this show was super cool, which is what I want to talk the most about. So during part of the performance, we have a camera take the place of a small child who is sort of carried around and facing one of the other performers, and the video feed from this camera is projected onto a screen, so it really forces the audience to sort of be in the same position as like a small child, which I thought was very interesting. And then another aspect that was very neat is that Tony Diamante, to talk, he would use a letterboard, and this letterboard would be projected again onto a large wall, and it was the audience's job to say whatever Tony was spelling. Now, Tony can say whatever he wants. So when Tony spells sex, the audience's job is to, like, shout sex, which is great. And I thought it was a really neat way of sort of, like, having, like, different bodies involved in different ways of communicating. But, yeah, all in all, I had a real good time. And, yeah, what'd you think, Allison?
I liked it. I found that the actors were really personable about their experiences with cerebral palsy. So the show was about cerebral palsy. The most poignant part of the show was when Dan, the parent of a child with cerebral palsy, played his pregnant wife who was talking about her experiences with her community. Lydia and I were at the talk back performance, so we were able to talk to the performers after the show. One of the audience members asked, "How should I treat handicapped people?" And Liz, the other actor, said, "Like a human?" I thought that was surreal, since Liz's response was common sense. The whole play was very touching and reflected on many people's lives with disabilities. The only downside of the show was accessibility into the theater, since I thought that the hallway was fairly narrow to get in. Also, before the show, there was an open bar, which I found I found it noisy, and for someone on the autism spectrum or auditory sensory processing issues like me, this could be difficult to manage. Okay, now we're going to take another song break. Nicole, would you like to introduce our third song, please?
Sure. Grimes, whose real name is Claire Boucher, grew up in Vancouver, British Columbia. She moved to Montreal in 2006 to study neuroscience at McGill University, where she dreamed of joining the space program at that time. She also studied philosophy and minored in Russian language. However, she found another passion, that was music, where she focused while attending the university. Through her very successful career, she experienced a degree of hearing loss and tinnitus. Here is a song, Belly of the Beat by Grimes.
Everybody dies, we anoint their eyes, and we dance like angels.
Welcome back to All Access Pass. The song you heard was from Grimes with the song Belly of the Beat. Now we have a review from Clovis and Nicole Lee, who unfortunately can't be here today. But since Clovis is here, he can do the review and what they saw.
Thank you, Alison. So the room they who was a physical acrobatic show performed by Camille Bartolo, a French artist. She does not speak English very well, even though he tours several countries, so he made his shows as visually as possible to not need as much language to appreciate. Now, at the beginning of the show, there was an introduction speech, but there was no captioning provided. I was able to read lips from my seat, but that because I just happened to be in a seat with a few. It will not work for people who cannot read lips. For the show itself, most of it was done in visual aid, which are easy to appreciate as a hard of hearing person. There are some segments that could be difficult for the deaf people, though. At some point in the show, there are moments of complete darkness where all you could hear was noises of movement and not surgical words. For someone who is completely deaf, they will be covered by darkness with nothing to work off. Although, as a hard of hearing person, it was actually fun to attend this particular show because you have to follow your eyes as you watch my tunnel come through the window of the projector room, and he went upstairs to the balcony and to the stage right back. I wondered about the shared experience for an audience member who'd want to visually see how the audience react. For example, sometimes I turn and I look at my neighbor to see if they are laughing or if they are smiling to see how they react. In the area where it's completely dark, I can't see the reaction, but I can hear a little bit. But hold on, also sometimes claims from non-English words literature to not be understood by the audience. But as a hard of hearing person, I might not feel comfortable knowing because am I supposed to understand this word. However, the show had a sign that said that the performer was never going to say a word to be understood by the audience, so they did a good job of letting us know what to expect. The show itself was very interactive, poetic, eccentric, and definitely worth the hour to sit through. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Clovis, for that. I guess I go next. So Allison and I, we checked out an event, not a performance, called Art and Access Panel Event. It happened on January 25th, which was a Friday, and it was a free event at SFU Woodward's place. And the panel was on how accessibility is changing the way we create, curate, and experience art. This interactive event included conversations with Don Jane Burley, Ravi Jin, and Denise Reed, as well as other guests. I thought the panel was great and informative, as it sent an important message that although there is a lot of work to do, arts and theater are fighting to remove the barriers to be more inclusive space for everyone and in anyone and everyone who is involved. The discussion was mainly discussed to the ASL community, but nonetheless, it was open to everyone who wanted to attend. The venue was awesome with wide ramps to access the main door, good lighting, big windows, and spacious aisles with smoothest elevator ride ever. The room was packed with a lot of people, and I would say the audience was diverse with different age groups as well as disabled and non-disabled. My only issue was the address to the event was incorrect, but then again, people over there were super helpful and kind. And to top it off, I was so fortunate finding a good parking spot for my oversized van, because as we all know, finding a good parking spot in downtown Vancouver can be a great deal of a challenge to find. So overall, it was a great event for me to check out. Allison, you were there. Was there anything that you liked too?
I agree with you, yeah. DP. And finding the space was a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think I learned a lot just to accept people who have different disabilities or abilities, diverse mm-hmm. abilities.
Yeah, and in an event, you actually asked a question. Do you want to tell the audience about that?
Yeah, I asked the audience about the different media that is out today, like TV shows. An example would be The Good Doctor. The Good Doctor is a doctor who is on the autism spectrum, but the actor who plays the character doesn't have a disability. And so I asked how the actors, all of them who have disabilities, how they felt about this and what they would like to see as a change. So they said that there are people who have diverse abilities who should be part of that discussion and be paid or like get those jobs because they have the experiences over those who are neurotypical playing people with disabilities. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. So whether it's like ASL community or any people with disabilities, they are challenged every time and everywhere that they are at. So it's great to see that arts and theater are trying to change that. And like I said, like there's a lot of work to be done. But I mean, this is a start. And actually, so when we were at the panel, Prince Hamlet got a big review, right, Allison? Like they really talked about that. So unfortunately, I couldn't attend that performance. And you Lydia and Allison, you guys were gonna see it, but unfortunately, for last minute changes. They canceled, so we couldn't attend, but the show did really well, and so unfortunately things are all not all the best, but I mean, it's getting there. So now we're going to be, thanks for everybody for their review, and we're going to go on a short break with some PSA. So we'll be right back.
Excuse me. Hi, I was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word, yeah. You can do that at CITR and Discorder.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively, maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow, that sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much. This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Is there a problem, officer?
Yes, you've gotten a noise complaint.
Fight the power and listen to the brand new podcast from CITR 101.9 FM, Noise Complaint. Episodes will be released every Friday starting January 18th with performances and interviews from some of your favorite local bands. Kamikaze Nurse, Psy, Princess Apparently, Fake Fruit, and so many more. Subscribe to Noise Complaint on iTunes or download from CITR.ca starting January 18th.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Are you a friend of ours who loves to get discounts? Come down to CITR, more deals than you can count. We've partnered with some local businesses. So come down to us to get your card before it's too late.
As a member of CITR Discorder, you get amazing deals with some of Vancouver's finest local businesses, such as Devil Mayweather, Audiopile, the Stormcrow Tavern and Alehouse, the Biltmore, Book Warehouse, and Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium. For more information, visit citr.ca/friends.
And that wraps up our show for today. Hi, Grandpa.
If you are interested in joining our team or think there is an issue we should bring up on our show, please send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
And hello to Allison's grandfather who's listening. Thank you to Push Festival's accessible coordinator, Annika Rivekin, for helping us get some tickets, and to all the Push Festival organizers on their hard work to make the event successful.
We have a Facebook page. Like it, follow it, do it.
If you're on Twitter or Instagram or both, please follow us at access_CITR.
If you missed part of our live show today and want to listen to again, or even maybe you want to listen to our past shows, you can check out our podcast shows at citr.ca by going to the search box and searching All Access Pass.
Thank you for listening and tune into our show in 2 weeks, Wednesday at 2 p.m.
And we're going out with another song for you. Here is Ryan Adams with Wonderwall. And after this, we have more CITR programming coming up. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.